Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friends. My name's Ken Fletcher. So glad you're here today, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord today. We're getting into more of what we left off on last week. We've been talking about the three-part nature of man, and we've been looking at the soul of man in particular, because in our being, that's the big deal. And as far as who we are and our consistency, the soul of man is the big deal in our being. And so we're talking more about that today. But before we get started, let's start out with a word of prayer, and agree with me if you don't mind. Father, we're so thankful for this day. Thank you for this time that we have together around your word, around the good things of God. Thank you for all of the wonderful things you're doing in us and showing us and helping us to come up and understand. Thank you for the light that's coming forth to us. And I ask you today, Father, that you would bring forth light to my friend there who's watching this seminar today. Thank you for meeting every one of their needs. Thank you for giving them answers to questions and answers to questions they may not even know the questions of yet. We just thank you for the answers that's coming to show them in the light and the direction and the path to victory in every area of their life. Lord, thank you for all that you're doing us and how you're leading us by your Spirit every day, every moment. And we just thank you, Lord, for what's happening today and what you're accomplishing in this seminar today, in and through us today. And we want to give you praise, Lord, because of what you're doing in us and the work that you're doing in us. We just want to be yielded to you. We just want to be teachable. Lord, we just want to understand and go your way and see things the right way in our lives. Thank you, Father, for bringing to light all the things that you want to come out in this seminar today as we're moving forward in this series that you've called for, dear Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it would be a blessing to these people and lift them and help them from now on for their whole lives, and that it would change their perception of who they are and what they have and what they can do down here. And we thank you for it, Father, and we give you praise for every good thing that's said and done today. And we thank you for your Spirit that's right there with them right now, no matter when they happen to watch this video, that you was well aware that they were going to be there right now, and that you're meeting them right there where they are, wherever they're watching this video. We give you praise for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every good thing you're doing today. And help me, Lord, to get this all out right the way you want it, this whole series. And thank you, help me get this seminar right today the way you want it, for your glory and to help and to lift all the people for their good, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You believe that? Amen. Well, hook on up with me here in faith as we move along in this series called Know Thyself. And some things are going to be coming out in this series as time rolls along that I think are going to make a big difference in your life. But you know what? You've got to get the foundational things down. And we're still in some foundational areas here. As we were talking about last week, we were talking about the threefold part of man, the three parts of our nature, who we are, what we're consistent of. And we talked some about that, what's in the soul of man. And you'll notice that I have repeated things a lot in these last weeks. And somebody said, well, why are you repeating some? Well, God's trying to get this stuff in you. Now, I'm not repeating it to hear myself say it again, all right? Don't misunderstand. The reason is, see, I haven't really taught you until you've learned, all right? The Holy Spirit hadn't really taught you until you're walking in it. You haven't got it until you've got it. And if you haven't got it in there real good, you'll say, well, Brother Fletcher, I got that the first time you say it. Well, I doubt it. I doubt it. You got it like you're supposed to have it first time you hear it. Now, the reason I say that is because people don't get things. I mean, you retain a portion of what you hear and what you see. You know what I mean? Just a lot of it just goes right on by. How do I know that? Because I know myself. I know what happens to me. And I'll be listening to a message and I might have listened to it 3 or 4 times. I might have listened to it 10 times. And on the 11th time, let's say, and I'll hear things that the minister was saying on the 11th time of the, and I'm thinking to myself, I know he didn't say that. I know he didn't say that the last, I didn't hear him say that before. I've heard it 10 times. I know I didn't hear him say that before. Well, you heard him, but you didn't hear him. You heard him, but it didn't go in. It didn't get down in there and establish to where you understood and got a hold of it, see, down in your soul. So that's what's got to happen in you. And that's why we repeat things, all right? Because the Lord knows what you got and what you don't have, okay? And if you'll notice the different things that we say over and over again, if you'll notice and take the time to pay attention, you'll see how he sticks other things in around it. It may be the same initial thing, but he'll stick things around it. That puts a little different light on things. It puts a little bit different emphasis on things. And it's in those times, sometimes the 10th, sometimes the 15th or 20th. I don't know. I'm just saying that fifth time, whatever. It clicks. It clunks in there. You know what I mean? You get it. It's locked in there and then there. See there? That's what's got to happen in us right there. Because it's at that point where the confidence and the faith is right there. And you get a hold of it and you walk in it and you're able to not struggle to see. Because after you see it, well, there's no struggle to see. I mean, once you see it, see there, you got it. Now, just so what I'm trying to say is, if I repeat something, don't say, oh, I heard that the other day. See, that's the wrong way to look at it. Just listen. Say and acknowledge, okay, that's the thing he said before. Huh? And why is that coming out again? There you go. Why is it coming out again? Well, the Lord's trying to do something. He's trying to establish it in you a little better, maybe from a different light. So that's why I do what I do. And how I do what I do, why I do what I do and how I do what I do. Anyway, that's what's happening here. So, don't get discouraged. Don't get to say, well, I missed this or I missed that, or I didn't get this right. Or I didn't get to, no, look at it like this. Say, just say, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this. I'm going to understand this. I'm going to hear from God. I can hear from God. I do hear from God. That's what you need to say. That's what you need to believe. Because that is his will for you. Why would he send the Holy Spirit to us if he didn't want to talk to us? Huh? If he didn't want us to be in communication with heaven? If he didn't want us to understand our connection to the kingdom of God? Why would he? See, he's logical, for Pete's sakes. Jesus is logical, and he does things. You stop and ask yourself some questions. Some say, well, why would he do that? Or, you know, things that aren't right. We say, well, why would he do that? Well, why would he do that? Well, there you go. He's not, it's not like that, you know, to where, you know, he's doing things and there's no reason or anything behind it. No, he's got a reason behind it. And he wants us to walk it out in faith and trust in his wisdom and his sight and what he sees for us. And what he wants us to get a hold of and walk in down here in his plan for us. And it is an individual plan. Nobody else can see that, really, but you. Nobody else can really receive it. But because it's a plan just for you and it's designed just for you. So that it's tailor-made. It's a unique plan. You see, because what you have with the Lord, the two of you together is a very unique blend. Nobody else has what you have. Nobody can be what you can be. Nobody will have the relationship with Jesus like you have. Nobody. So it's very unique. what happens within us. So we want to find out from him who we are, what we're supposed to be about, what we're supposed to be doing, his plan, his ways, his things, because they're always better. If we could get to the place where we could understand that our way, our plan, our understanding of things is not the best. His understanding of things, that's the best. And that's what we want to get our heads around and understand from him, is his way, his plan. In order to do that, well, you got to hear from him. You just got to hear from him. You got to hear his thoughts, his directions in particular things. I mean, every day, folks, listen to me. Every day I'm being led by the Spirit of God. I'm being led by Jesus. He leads me in my decisions and the things that are approaching, and it comes and affects my life. He helps me with those decisions. He helps me with those things that, and shows me the things that I'm supposed to be doing. And a lot of it is in the timing of everything. Oh boy, that's a biggie. The time, maybe we'll get into some of those things sometime here about the timing of his leading. It's just amazing. So we're going to get into a lot of those things as we go along here. But today I want to look at this graphic that we looked at last week. And it was the one that I told you that I liked the best out of all the ones. And so I'm going to bring that graphic up right now. And of course, it's talking here about the three part of man there, and you can see that at the top is the soul. Now I believe this is the way it really is in our being. Now some people want to say that the spirit is the core of our being, and but I see that the Lord is telling me no. The spirit, the spirit realm, our spirit body is designed to move into the spirit realm. And of course, just like our natural body is designed to move in the natural realm. So the spirit body and the natural body are similar in that regard, is that we're able to move in these two different realms, you see, and pick up information from these two different realms. See that? See the body, see the spirit on this graphic here, and how the information is coming in. Where is it coming to? It's coming into Grand Central Station there. It's coming right into your soul. That's where it's coming to, because that's where everything's happening in you, is in your soul. It's coming in through the spirit realm, and then it's coming in through the natural or the physical realm, and that's where everything's happening. It's in your soul. Your mind, your will, your emotions are all in there. And at the top of that, you can see right there at the top on this graphic here is the will. And boy, that's the big deal. That's the way it really is. The will, your will, my will. See, nobody in your being can dominate your will. Nope. You remember the madman of Gadara? When Jesus came over and he got out of the boat, you remember that, and how he went to the right there, the seashore there, and the man that was cutting himself with stones, and he was fully demon possessed. 2,000, I think there was a legion of him that was in him, and such power they would chain him up, and he would break the chains, just the demonic power. And they had such control over him, and he would howl at night, and you'd hear him. They said he'd be running around in the graveyard and just howling and be up there naked and cutting himself with stones, just tormented by those demons, you know. But I want you to know, when Jesus showed up on that shore, you know, that man saw him over there. And it doesn't really specify how he knew or why he recognized Jesus could deliver him. But I want you to know something, but he came to Jesus. He didn't come to him to hurt him. He came to him for deliverance. He came to him for help. And I thought it was interesting as I read that. I remember the first time I read that, and got that revelation that man who had all those demons working in his body. I mean, he was completely possessed, with all these demons. I mean, you know, it's a legion of them. Somebody said it was like 2,000 of them that was in him. And so they're very, very powerful in his life. And yet, now here's what I want to get across to you today. And yet, with all that demonic power happening to him, with all that control that was over him and all the torment and all the things that the devil was laying on him, even with all that, he decided in himself to come to Jesus. Yes, he did. You think the devil wanted to go over there? You think them demons wanted to go over there? I promise you, they did not. They didn't want to go over there to see Jesus. No, they didn't want no part of Jesus. But guess what? All 2,000 of them, or 3,000, or however many was in him, they could not stop him. They couldn't stop him from going over there. You think they wanted to go over there? Nope. They knew over there is trouble. They knew over there they didn't want to go. But what happened? He went over. So that proves to you and me the fact that all them demons put together couldn't touch his will. He still did. He still did that which they didn't want him to do. Yes, he did. And he came over to Jesus as act of his own will. You see that right there at the top on that graph? There's the will right there. And it will rule. You can rule your whole being with that will. Nobody can mess with your will. The devil cannot keep you away from Jesus. I don't care what you're into. You may be involved in a satanic church or witch coven or who knows what. You know, you might be involved in all kinds of demonic and evil activity, and the enemy may have big strongholds in your life and have that power that you're under. But I want you to know something. He can't cross your will. No, God made you a certain way that will right there, that will is the top dog in your being. And it don't matter what the devil thinks about it. And really, it don't matter what God thinks about it. I mean, that he made you that way, all right, to where your will determines the direction and the plan for your life right there. And if you'll submit that will to Jesus, oh, my goodness, well, yeah, who knows what can happen in your life? Who knows what can happen? Big things can happen. Different things can happen. Things you can't see right now. Things that you'd have no idea realize what he's doing in you. Just things like that. You won't see it. But if you turn your will over to him, of course, you know that's kind of a running theme that's been happening here on these seminars about turning your will over to the Lord, because that's what I've done. And I want to encourage you to do it, because, listen, if you do that, really do it. Turning your will over him, what that means is you're giving him everything that you are, basically. Turning everything over to him. And that touches right there on that top part of that graph, that will. There it is. And your will can control your thoughts. Your will can control your emotions. Your will controls the direction for your life. And all of those things. And you are the one in charge. Now, here's the deal. The idea is to get Jesus in charge. That's the idea. Because if you can get him in charge of everything, from top to bottom in your life, I mean, from A to Z, everything that you can put into his hands, everything, direction, finances, family, healing, physical, all kinds of things, thoughts, things, and you put all that in his hands, really, put it in his hands for time and eternity. That means it's a decision, man. That no matter what comes, no matter what goes, my life is in his hands. And I want to do things his way. I'm going to do things his way, regardless of what I think about it. I want to get, because his ways are better. Well, if you don't figure that out, if you hadn't determined that in your own life, that his ways are better and that he wants better for you than what you know how to do yourself, you see. We just go on through life thinking that we know what we're doing, don't we? We just sort of go through life thinking that we know what we want to do. We go through life thinking that, but is it really what he wants us to do? See, that's the thing. Is it really what he wants us to do? Because when we find that out, we get into the place where we find out what he wants us to do. That's when things expand. That's when the real begins to unfold to us what his plan is and showing us what he's got and the direction he's got. But unfortunately, because so many people are hanging on to their own agendas and hanging on to their own concept and not releasing that to him, you see, well, they're just missing out. They're just missing out on what he's got. And they don't even know it. Most folks don't even, they don't even know. They don't even have no idea they missed God, or they missed all these good things that he's had planned for them and has for them in their lives down here and wants them to walk in and be, and understand and be a part of. See, well, if you want to do it your way, you're going to have it your way. That's it. Because see right there at the top of that graphic, there it is right there, right there. That's you. That will is you. That's where you want to go. That's what you want to do. And that's what you allow in your soul. And on it goes right there. That will, that right there, that determines the other things that you allow into that soul. A lot of people think that they can't control their feelings. You know, a lot of people think that they can't control their thoughts. See, that's where the deal is the feelings that come, the depression, the anxiety, the fear, all of those things that you feel. Oh, it's real. All right, man. Don't let anybody tell you it's not real. It is real. Those feelings are just as real. They come on you and it affects your perception of things. And so how your perception of things changes, or what you see and what you understand about yourself and about your situation, what's going on. And then those feelings can influence your will, you see, and influence your thoughts to where you say things you don't want to say, you don't really want to happen in your life. You'd be saying those things that you don't want to happen and feeling ways that's bad, that bring, you know, torturous type of feeling, kind of like you're under it. You can't get out, or you, those are all feelings. Where do those feelings come from? Well, they are in your soul. And those feelings in your soul have been allowed to come in there. Now, I mean, you know, through thoughts, that's where these feelings will come from. It's through thoughts that come into your soul. And so your feelings are actually a result of certain thoughts. You see that? The feelings that you are experiencing are the result of thoughts that you've allowed to stay in your soul. So, what we've got to learn how to do, and that is mind control. Somebody said, well, you've heard of people about mind control, about, you know, controlling somebody else's mind, or, you know, influencing, brainwashing, that kind of thing. You know, well, listen, I believe it. Yeah, it's true. You can brainwash somebody. Just keep hammering them with the same information over and over again. And if they just will give in to it, I guess you could say, in their will, it could change them. You know what I mean? It could change the whole way they see, the way they feel, through this brainwashing. So, well, I just want to get brainwashed in the Word of God, don't you? I mean, get brainwashed in the truth and just get saturated with the way things really are and the truth of God and the Spirit of God and Jesus leading me. I just want to be saturated with that and with His right thinking. And in doing that, in getting in and having His right thinking, then these feelings do not run us. They do not control us. Now, they're going to try to control you. You know that to be true. Feelings can just get on you so heavy that they just want to run your life and control you. Well, of course, now we know the enemy is involved in that. And because of these feelings, because of what we do, and we don't control them properly, we don't put them down when they're wrong, when they're coming against us wrong, and we don't put them down and shut them down with our will, if we don't do that, then what happens is the enemy is able to come and influence us, because the feelings are we're saying, well, that's the way it is, that because I feel that way. That's the way it is because I feel that way. Listen, feelings can lie to you. Your feelings will lie to you. You can be wrong, real wrong about stuff. And just because you feel that way, don't make it right. Just because you feel that way, don't mean that other person really meant it that way. Just because you feel that way, maybe you took it wrong. A lot of things. See, feelings can be deceptive, so you have to gauge them in light of the Word of God. Gauge them in light of what the Lord is saying to you, you see. Well, you've got to expose them. You've got to expose them within you and say, where are you coming from? And talk to it. Get in there and talk to that stuff. Look around in your side of your soul and say, where'd you come from? What's going on? What's with this? Well, I'll guarantee you trace it all back to where it came from, and it's going to come from some seed that was sown in you in your thoughts somewhere. Yeah, you just trace it all back, and it'll come. And those feelings, those things that will come to control you, I mean, fear thoughts, anxiety thoughts, depression. You know, it's a sad thing. I think about these kids nowadays, the young people, and there's a real issue with this depression thing. Can you imagine a young person has their whole life in front of them, and they get into a frame of mind and allow these feelings to come in and begin to control their existence? Man, you got a young girl, young boy, 12, 14, or whatever it is, you know, and they start to... And even teenagers and have these strong depression feelings, you know, come. Well, they don't know what to do with them sometimes. They just don't. They just think that's the way it is because that's the way they're feeling. So they're getting lied to by the enemy because of thoughts that have come in, wrong thoughts, false thoughts, things that aren't right. Wrong way to look at themselves, wrong way to look at their situation, wrong way to look at everything about that. And they're not considering where the source of these feelings come from. No. All you know is that it's there. And it's big. And it seems to be overwhelming, you know. But it started with thoughts now. Well, what's got to change within you to get rid of all these negative things, you know, all these negative thoughts and depressive thoughts and fear thoughts and anxiety thoughts and twisted views of the future and all kinds of things that come in because of something that's happened in the past, perhaps an event, but it comes in through your thoughts and affects your soul. And that's where all those negative things come from, you see, from thoughts. Well, if you can change your thoughts. What if you change your thoughts, huh? Can you change your thoughts? Oh, yeah. Thank God we can change our thoughts. Well, we have to change the input, you see. We have to put our attention on what's true in order to expose that which is not true in us. See, so if there's depression, fear, anxiety, things coming into you and you're struggling with it for whatever the issue is, you see? Well, the first thing you got to do is find out the truth of the matter. Many times you just don't see the truth. You just don't see it. You don't understand it. You're not perceiving it in your being. You just not. And so therefore you're in a deceptive mode with this depression and an anxiety and everything that's coming on you. Listen, the power of the Holy Spirit is so much greater than all that stuff that, there's nothing that can come in that he can't help you with. There's nothing that can come in that you can't get rid of. How? Through your will. That's how. You can run things in your soul. And listen, you need to be running your things in your soul. I mean, by an act of your wills. There's times when you just got to stand there and look at the devil running. You know, you look at those thoughts square and I say, you ain't going to run me. You ain't running me. Jesus runs me. And what you do is you take that word of God concerning whatever area you're talking about and you find out from his word. You look it up. You look those scriptures up. You find them in the word. Amen. Through concordances or whatever, Bible dictionaries, whatever you got to do. Strong's, Vines, all those other helps, all these different places. Find the scriptures. Find out what God says about your situation. See, that's what a lot of folks don't want to do. They don't want to take the time to get in the Bible, and they don't want to take the time to find the solutions. But they'll sit there and run. They'll run that problem. They'll run that problem over and loop it over and over and over and over and over again in their mind. The problem over. The problem over. There it is again. Problem over. Thinking about it again. Instead of going and find the solution. That makes sense, don't it? That's a good thing to do, is find the solution instead of keep running over the problem and the issue. Go to the solution, which is the Word of God, and look it up and find it for yourself. Now, you know, whatever situation, whether it's healing, whether it's just emotional thoughts. I mean, there's a whole lot in the Bible about these things, about dwelling in the truth, and about thinking about the truth. Well, you've got to direct. Listen, by your will, you've got to direct your mind. You hear me? The will's the top. The top in your soul. You by your will, you direct your mind into the things, into the solutions that will bring peace, that will bring solutions and understanding, that will bring faith, that will bring understanding of the situation. You do it through the Word of God. Meditation and going through it meticulously. Why? Because it's important to you. That's why. And some people don't even want to do that. Well, why wouldn't you want to do something that's going to bring you solution to your situation? Why wouldn't you want to do something that's going to set you free from all that bondage and all that depression, all that crap? Well, I want to do something that's going to deliver me, that's going to get me out, that's going to bring me up, that's going to show me solutions, that's going to bring me out of and up and out of that stuff so I can be free. Well, God wants you to live free and in liberty. He doesn't want you to be in bondage to anything, to the devil or any other thing, you know. I mean, he can deliver you out of anything. He's greater than that. He's greater than all that stuff. And maybe it looks huge to you. I mean, you just don't see any way out. I mean, it just seems insurmountable. Well, he's bigger than all that. And if you'll turn your life over to him, and give your will to him, he'll show you how to come on out of that stuff. He will. He'll direct you in his word. He'll show you what it's going to take to get rid of that and what you need to do. And a big part of that is just you being willing to yield your life and what you are and who you are to him so he can do something with you and help you. We can be so stubborn sometimes, can't we? I mean, you know, and I think it's part of growth in that that we begin to understand more about the Lord and about what he's all about. Praise God. Well, I wanted to get into a scripture today as we go forward in this series today. And what a wonderful, I thought that graphic, wasn't that good, how clear that is? But I mean, it's pretty simple, but it's still very clear on how things run in us, really important. Contact with the world out here through these, through this stuff, through our brain. Contact out here in the natural realm, and contact in the spirit inside. Amen. And we are part of both realms, right? All at the same time. And I'm speaking to you today by the Spirit of God as He leads me what to say. And so therefore I'm yielding my will to Him to help me to get out what He wants to happen. So I'm in contact right now with the spiritual realm. And you are too, but you may not realize it. You may not realize what's happening in the spiritual realm. And of course, that's why we're here on this series, to help you to get in touch with everything that's going on in you and why it's going on in you. Praise God. But look at this, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 one more time. So now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, we see the three-part man there on the graphic there. You see the three-part, the spirit, the soul, and the body. But that's not the priority. That verse right there is starting with the spirit being the priority, and then but in our being, listen, the soul is the priority. Your will, in particular, in your soul, is the priority. Amen. Now I want to show you another, let's go to another scripture, please. It's over in Hebrews in chapter 4. Now this is the scripture that the Lord brought me to in reference to this three-part man and how things are really put together here in priority, I believe, in this scripture right here in Hebrews chapter 4, and it's in verse 11. We'll just go through verse 13 here in Hebrews, and it says, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience." Of course, we know in previous verses he's talking about the Israelites who disobeyed God and what happened to them on account of it. And we don't want to fall after that same. I mean, those things in the old covenant, they're for our good to look through and say, well, don't, you know, so many things in the old covenant say, don't do that. You know, you see all these different things that people have done and missed God and got away from God and got outside of God in the old covenant with his people and all the different things that took place. And man, it comes out with, don't do that. Don't do what they did. Don't get in that same example what they did. You know, wise up. Be smarter than that. You know, that's what he's trying to get across to us. Amen. So anyway, there in chapter 11 says, let's be diligent. Let's stay after it to enter into that rest of faith. Amen. When you're in faith, you're in rest. Praise God. Lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You believe that? Oh, it is. Yes, it is. Look at that. For the word of God is living. Well, it is. And powerful. It's never without power. Always full of power, the word of God. And that's why you go to the Bible. That's why you go in the Word of God to study and find those scriptures that apply to your case, because there's power in those scriptures to change your circumstances. Do you hear me? And faith in those scriptures, and faith comes from those scriptures, what you can actually believe God for to happen in you. And there's power in that and the connection there, you see. Well, praise God, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's gonna pierce. And so, let me read this again here. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner in thoughts and intents of the heart. Now notice that again. It is living. The word of God is a living thing. All right. And it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. You see that right there? Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. What's first there? What's first in the list there? So I believe that's priority. I believe that it's in level of priority. Soul, spirit, joints and marrow. What's that? Body. You see that? Amen. Soul and the spirit. See, because the soul is the determining factor how things come out in you, with you, the soul, in your soul. Mm-hmm. You see, your soul is really your heart, is the core of your being. Amen. Praise God. And it's the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. Now, I don't know of any other place that you can go, any kind of text, any kind of understanding where you can go that details your being the way this does, the way the Bible does. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can go anywhere and get it any better, clearer understanding, because it deals with who we are, what we are, how we're made. And right here again, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and the discerner, and see, there it is, right there it is, there's your soul, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart or the soul. Can you see that? Amen. It is. The word of God is a discerner of your thoughts. I mean, man, this is deep. This is as deep as it's going to get in you right here. This verse right here. I mean, this is the way things are. The word exposes us, who we are, what we're about, our motivation in life. The word of God, you know, exposes all that. Amen. And it comes in there and exposes the thoughts and intentions of your heart and your motivation, what you're all about. It just exposes it. Amen. Right there. So you see the priority there. I believe this is the priority of our being right there. It pierces to the division, talking about the word of God, exposes and shows who we are, the soul and the spirit. So we can see the difference, you see, through the word of God. We can see the difference of the soul and the spirit, the division there, which the soul and the spirit are one. You see what I mean? They are both spiritual. It's like, well, you've got the spirit body. Let's put this graphic up one more time. You've got your spirit body. You see that? Your spirit body is just as much a part of you as your natural body. You see? But your soul is the point that rules in these two areas. And the will is to rule over the soul. So your will is to rule over your being. And most of the time it does. People will try to influence you and try to put pressure on you to get you to do something with your will. You need to make your own mind up on stuff before the Lord, right? Don't let nobody push you into something that's not good for you, not good for God doesn't want you to do. No, don't let them manipulate you. Don't let people manipulate you like that. You be your own before the Lord. You do your own thinking now. And you figure stuff out your own self before Him. Amen. Don't let nobody push you and move you on ahead where you through trying to get you on past thinking through something. No, you need to back up and wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. Let me think about this a little bit here. Let me make sure I'm on the right track here. And that's a good thing to do. Man, I'm just about out of time here. Wow, where did this seminar go? Well, listen, I hope that I'm believing that we did something today, talked about something today that will help you and encourage you, bless you, help you get a hold of some reality in your life and to see where some of this stuff's coming from that's been running you and hurting you and making you feel bad. You need to deal with this stuff now. I mean, deal with it in very intentional. Well, you go back, you got to get the truth. Get the word of God, go to the particular areas and study it out and get a hold of it and get it in you. And then you can act against it. Then you can do something about those thoughts. You can do something about that feelings that are trying to run you. Well, I'm all out of time. I sure appreciate you staying with us today. And I hope that this seminar was a blessing to you. I believe it has been. And so just purpose in your heart, stay with us as we go along in this series. So until next time, oh boy. We're going some really great places. So I hope you stay with me. And till next week, this is Ken Fletcher saying I love you.